The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. You know, I'm delighted to be on the air with Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. And I just want to share with you that he and I talk off the air, well, sometimes a couple times a week, and we've become good friends, and I have a great, great admiration and respect for Dane Wigington. He is very concerned about the environment, and he's concerned about what man is deliberately doing to damage the environment. Now, that wouldn't be you and me. That would be other people who are deliberately assaulting our planet. And if you think about it, it's really tough to leave this planet. I don't know anyone who has. I don't believe we went to the moon, got off, walked around, and came back. I don't believe it. So what I'm saying is we'd have to be out of our minds to damage our own planet, a place that we can't leave. We're here. We're trapped here. And damaging our planet is slow suicide. Welcome, Dane Wigington.
Hello, Vincent. Good to be back. Thanks for your continued attention on the dire issue of global climate engineering.
Dane, what I said in the opening, do you find that a stretch, or do you tend to agree with what I just said?
You know, I stay focused on the climate engineering issue, but to put some light on that statement that I know to a lot of people would seem fringe, I don't believe it's fringe at all. And as we discussed, again, on other occasions, doesn't it seem a little bit strange to people that they could launch a dune buggy up to the moon in the late 1960s? Here we are 45 years later, and nobody's ever been back. And my wife from the former Soviet Union, captive country, she's from Lithuania, they were told that Russia was the first one to make it to the moon. So, you know, history is written by those in power, and it should seem odd to people that nobody's been back in 45 years, and we were driving dune buggies around in the 60s up there. So, you know, we are definitely trapped here, Vincent, and what people don't understand is the fragility of the planet. The atmosphere which allows us to live here is as thin as a layer of paint around a basketball. That's not much protection, and when we're blatantly, willfully assaulting it day in, day out with completely deployed climate engineering programs that are wreaking havoc on Earth's life support systems. That's folly of the first order, and that's where we're at. People need to understand the immediacy of what we face. I mean, every day at this point reduces our chance for any even short-term survival if these programs continue. We face a lot of challenges, Vincent, but I chose to focus all on this one challenge because mathematically, it's the greatest single all-out assault against all life on Earth, bar none. Global climate engineering.
Let's get back to what you just said a few seconds ago. Now, I believe what you meant was if you take the size of the Earth and the thickness of the atmosphere above our planet Earth, and you reduce the size of Earth to the size of a basketball.
Correct.
the amount of atmosphere would be analogous to the thickness of a coat of paint on that basketball. That's what you're saying, correct?
You're correct.
Okay. So, class, the atmosphere does not go on through infinity. It's finite. And it's thin. And it gets thinner the higher you go up. And we are most concerned with what's here on the ground and, the altitude that we may fly into, like 35,000 feet. That's what we're really most concerned about. But the atmosphere is a protective layer from all kinds of assaults, wavelengths from the sun. We want the atmosphere to burn up objects that enter into our atmosphere. We want them to burn up through friction in the air as they travel at high speeds. So the atmosphere is very important. Let me share what happened yesterday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So you know of Richard Allen Miller, and he was on the air, and he said, Vinny, and I'm paraphrasing, there are no chemtrails. I'm looking outside. This was live on the air. I'm looking outside. There are no chemtrails. That's amazing. No, it was like a special day. No chemtrails. And about 20 minutes later, he came back, and he was absolutely stunned on the air. And, you can listen to the archives with Dr. Richard Allen Miller yesterday. And he was talking about the assault of chemtrails over him in parallel lines. He couldn't believe it. He was stunned that there weren't any. And then 20 minutes or so later, they were all over the sky. He was shocked, and he reported it live. And he's in Grants Pass, Oregon. So they're in Missouri. They're on the East Coast. They're on the West Coast. They're where you are in California. They're everywhere, right?
Absolutely. There's no place to hide from this, Vincent. And we have one study I cite often because it's a good barometer on just how widespread these programs are. In 2010, 1,000 whales were surveyed from around the globe and tested. And the report said, and this is an exact quote, that they contain jaw-dropping levels of aluminum in their tissues. And this is, again, from some of the most remote places on the planet. So there's nowhere to hide from this. And when we have figures like global dimming, which state 20 to 25% of the sun's direct rays no longer reach the surface of the planet as compared to 5 decades ago, that's a hell of a lot of metal in the air. Now, we know we have a lot of sources. We have carbon-burning sources. We have a lot of types of aerosol pollution. But when the express goal of stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, the acronym is SAG, is to fill the atmosphere with reflective light-scattering particulates, that's what we have. And the marked increase cannot be accounted for from any other anthropogenic source, even with NOAA citing in recent articles that since 2000, the atmosphere has been additionally saturated with particulates, and they cannot identify the source of those particulates. So, you know, we have a big elephant in the room, Vincent, and you have agencies that are doing their best to ignore it, deny it. But people need only to look up and look at some of the data. We still have a lot of journalists now trying very actively, much more actively. In fact, as we gain ground in exposing this issue, and we are gaining ground, the pushback of total disinformation from bought, sold, and paid-for journalists is astounding. And their attempt to marginalize something that is absolutely, inarguably verifiable, which is the spraying of our skies with these toxic reflective metal particulates.
Dane, there's something that I'd like to share with our class, and I don't know exactly how to do this. So I'm going to do the best I can. I have received phone calls from all over, and from the minute I get off the air at 11 o'clock Central Time till 11 o'clock at night, the phone rings off the hook here at the farm. And people from all over are calling me, from South America, from Europe, and from throughout the United States. And they have all kinds of information that they want to share. And some of the information that is shared with me is, well, I can't prove it, and I don't like to go off on rumors, but here is something that I have been told, and I do want to share this. But I'd like to caution those listening that I absolutely cannot prove this, but here it is. And maybe you can comment on this also. Maybe you've received calls like this. I've been told that, first of all, we've been trying to figure out, do these pilots know what's going on? How can this be done without pilots saying, I am absolutely not going to fly, I'm not going to poison my own sandbox, I'm not going to do it, for a lot of reasons? Well, I've been told that some of these nanoparticles, some of these aluminum and barium and other compounds have been pre-mixed into the jet fuel. So many of the airplanes that are flying are depositing these compounds in the air as they fly. But these compounds are also added to gasoline that we consume in our automobiles and light trucks. That would be regular gasoline, mid-grade, and premium. And it's also being put into diesel fuel that we use in diesel engines in trucks, cars, and over-the-road trucks. So that not only are these particles being dispersed throughout the higher altitudes, but they're being deposited, or they're being dispersed by the tailpipe emissions of vehicles on the ground, like the car in front of you, or the car in front of the car in front of you, or the truck in front of you. Now, if we think back to the 1950s and the 1960s and the 1970s, we would, if we were behind a truck in a car, we'd say, oh man, I can't believe I'm behind a truck. That thing is smoky, smelly, just look at that soot. We've got to pass that guy. And I'm not kidding. That's what happened in the 60s. No one wanted to be behind a diesel school bus, a diesel bus, a diesel truck of any kind because of the soot and the smoke. And literally, it was black soot. Well, with the new common diesel engines, they have reduced the soot so that you can't see it. So those large, heavy particles that were airborne, that you could see, are now so small that you can't see them. You cannot see them. But the pollution is still there. When we come back, I'd like to continue this and get Dane Wigington's thoughts on what I'm about to say, the rest of the story. We're talking about geoengineering above us and on the ground. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dane Wiggins is with us, and we're talking about geoengineering. Geoengineeringwatch.org is the website. So, Dane, the information that I've been provided, and I cannot verify this, so, class, please take this in context, but I've been told that the Rolls-Royce, GE, Boeing, and Lockheed engines are capable now of burning this fuel that is combined with these agents, the aluminum, barium, and so forth, and that if you think about the soot of the diesel engines of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, maybe even up into the 80s, you know, that visible smoke bothered us. Well, because we could see it and smell it. But the new diesel engines in trucks, light trucks, and Volkswagen, Audi, and so forth, the small cars, those diesel engines, you hardly can smell diesel fuel at all, really. And there's no visible soot. So the engines have been modified such that the pollutants are very, very small in size. Now, we may think that that's good, but here's what happened. With the old diesel fuels, the particles were large and they would fall down to the ground very quickly, within hours. The new particles are so small that they can stay airborne for days, weeks, and months. Now, let's think about this. You are following a vehicle in front of you, and there's a vehicle in front of that vehicle and so forth. You are inhaling these chemical compounds. The plane that is flying is in the trail of the plane in front. And in the trail of the plane in front of that. These pilots and the passengers are being poisoned from the exhaust that's in front of them. Now, here's where it gets very, very interesting. I've been told that there are the airplanes, commercial airliners, have been retrofitted with jets, and spray nozzle jets, pressurized jets. And there's a separate tank for the chemical compounds on commercial airliners. And the people who fuel the planes and add water for drinking also fill up this other compartment, which has which is the reservoir for these chemicals. And they're told it's just another water tank, so put this other kind of water in this tank. Now, we're thinking that the pilot might be the guy hitting the button, turning on the switch to spray these chemicals. No. I've been told that it's done remotely by satellite communication and control. So the plane it has a known location through GPS. And the spraying is done remotely from someone else in another location, not on the plane. Dane, have you received any information like that? Does this make sense to you? Can you comment on this, please?
Yes, this fits everything we've been told, Vincent. First, I had a meeting last Saturday with a government employee who is connected to an Air Force colonel. I know this person, believe him to be completely credible. I was told something that we already believe, that all Air Force pilots know this is going on, but they simply don't discuss it or talk about it. In regard to the commercial airline pilots, because the commercial planes appear to be used also, Project Cloverleaf, anyone can look this up. And there's a number of commercial pilots speaking out now, a number of them that we're communicating with, but their testimony backs up the sort of outline you just went over. Aerotoxic syndrome is increasing radically. Now, this is, again, associated with, even with frequent flyers. I'm looking at one headline right now, aerotoxic syndrome killing frequent flyers. The more time you spend in the air, the more exposed you are. Now, many people would question this whole scenario, that would the government intentionally try to pollute the air to try to slow some of the effects of climate change very toxically and destructively, but would they do this? When we have military leaders stating on the record, U.S. military leaders, that climate change is the greatest U.S. national security threat of all, anybody who doesn't believe this, look it up, Google it. When we have headlines like this, reflective aviation fuel additive research to reduce global warming, this is the headline. So this backs up exactly what you're saying. We have more data, Vincent. I'll elaborate a little further after break.
Dane Wigington, Senior USAPrepares.com instructor. We're delighted to have you with us, exposing the truth. It is the single greatest threat that we have to face, and we're doing it to ourselves. We'll be right back.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'd like to say a special thank you to our friend Ron Gibson. I've never met Ron Gibson, but he is on the East Coast, and he takes this broadcast, as well as Alex Jones and a few others, just a few others, and he puts them on YouTube every day, tirelessly. So if you want to listen to this broadcast, share it with friends and family, it's also available on YouTube, USA Preparers, I think. Just do a search on that. And meet up on Monday. Ziggy's Sunshine in Glenstone, Ziggy's Restaurant. And on Monday, Lynette Marie is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about clean air, clean water, clean food, and clean government. American nationals, What does that mean? That's part two in a series of how you can give up your citizenship and become a national, American national, and travel freely throughout the country. And then we're going to talk about building trades update, what it's about, what's happening in the Ozark Mountains. Is construction actually happening? Who's doing it, why, and what it looks like? So that's Monday. And if you'd like to see what I look like and Dr. Norman Shuley, there's a past life regression. 1 hour, actually it's 55 minutes, of Dr. Norman Shuley's television show. And there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. You can click on that page one, and it will take you right to the video. And you can see me and Dr. Shuley and me in a past life regression. It's real. It's unedited. It's all there. It's not cut. So if you want to see what I look like, there it is, and Dr. Norman Shuley. And there's a post, Blue Sky, Gone. And that is from Dane Wigington. So if you'd like to go to page one of USA Prepares and connect with Dane Wigington, you can, just by clicking on that post, and it will take you to his website. There's a link there, and there's also a link at the bottom of the page where all the instructors are for Dane Wigington. So, and Frank, we're going to be with you in just a minute, and Tim in West Virginia, we're going to be with you in just a minute. Dane, you've got some data you want to share with us.
Yeah, if I could run through this real quickly, I think it'll put it in context, because many people, Vincent, believe that certainly the government is doing everything it can to reduce aerosol pollution. That's what people believe. Not true. Let me, an article, this is a headline from Scientific American. I quote directly, stratospheric pollution helps slow global warming. This is the stated science when you put enough light scattering particulates in the atmosphere. Huge side effects, but that's still you know, the scientific consensus now. Now, you mentioned earlier on the MTBE fuel additive, could that actually be adding to aerosol pollution, adding to respiratory issues? I quote from Professor Peter M. Joseph, PhD, Pennsylvania School of Medicine, that in regard to MTBE, many people find that it is causing them various kinds of illness. The symptoms can either be respiratory, neurological, cardiac, allergic, asthma. So, bottom line is, this is adding to the aerosol pollution overall, not reducing it. Why would they put a fuel additive in that adds to the pollution? Next, we have the U.S. military leaders, again, stating on the record that they consider climate change to be the greatest national security threat of all. Do we think they're going to ask our permission to put this stuff into the atmosphere? Now I quote from the Professional Pilots Network site. I quote directly, reflective aviation fuel additive research to reduce global warming, yet another sign of the intended goal of intentionally putting very, very toxic nanoparticulates into the atmosphere in order to deflect light, diffuse some of the sun's incoming thermal energy. Now, one of the major consequences, again, I mentioned the atmosphere, how thin it is, and we have ozone depletion. Now I quote from the National Science Foundation, injecting sulfate particles into the stratosphere could have drastic impact on Earth's ozone layer, destroying as much as three-fourths of it. Now, again, it's a 2 plus 2 equals 4 equation. We know this stuff's in the air. We know that the military considers it the greatest threat. We know these programs have been going on for 60-plus years. This is a very, very verifiable situation, Vincent. It's very lethal. Again, no ozone layer, no life on Earth. We're seeing massive ozone depletion right now. To the degree that we're seeing UVB levels at 1,200% above what we're being told. The data is completely falsified for what we're told is the actual UV levels. We're facing an extinction-level event on planet Earth that's unraveling very rapidly. And climate engineering, again, appears to be the single greatest causal factor for the die-off on Earth today, which is 10,000 times natural variability. That's not a rounded figure. So we face a crisis of the first order, and this we're all breathing what they're spraying, and the different methods of delivery that you've outlined today are very likely all a part of this. People need to consider the gravity of what's unfolding around us.
Class, I'd like you to share this broadcast with friends and family. I think it's that important. Dan, I'm going to make a statement that I'd like you to comment on, and then we're going to get right to Frank and Tim, who are holding patiently. This is to all of the wives of pilots, all of the husbands of pilots. your spouse is in harm's way. He or she is breathing these compounds that are sprayed directly in front of him or her. Now, ladies, would you sign up to bear a child with a birth defect or birth defects? Would you like one? Would you like your child to be born deformed in some way? Would you like that? If you think that there's what we're talking about is real, and if you think there's a possibility that these chemicals in the air that your spouse is breathing and they would affect your children, would you do something about it? Would you? Would you? That's the question I have to ask you. And if the answer is that you're concerned, I think you need to talk to your spouse about that if your spouse is in harm's way. And that will affect the future of your family. Dane, did what I just say seem over the top? Did it seem not credible? Did it seem so far out that it's not realistic? Or did it seem that it's plausible, possible, and could be true?
It not only could be true, Vincent, it's completely true. In fact, what your statements are still what I feel conservative from the true gravity of what we face. And if we can't breathe without sucking this stuff in for children, and their systems are much more susceptible than an adult, then we have a crisis of the first order. And one more sentence I want to read from this study from PhD from Pennsylvania School of Medicine, that the neurological symptoms can include, and this is from the inhalation of these atmospheric nanoparticulates, can include insomnia, anxiety, dizziness, nausea, headache, attention deficit disorder, heart palpitations, and a list of neurological diseases. Too long to list here. So, again, the lethality of these nanoparticulates cannot be overstated. They are much more lethal than the PM2.5 micron particles, which is at best what air quality tests for. Because people wonder, if this was going on, why wouldn't air quality show it? Because they are literally testing what amounts to a boulder compared to a grain of sand in scale of size. These nanoparticulates are so small, they don't show up anywhere in any of the air testing. They go completely under the radar, and they are much more lethal to us than the larger particles. So, again, we see it in the autism increase, which has increased 10,000%. Since 1975, that should be alarming as hell to people. So, no, you're not over-exaggerating. We see Alzheimer's, dementia, off the charts, respiratory mortality increasing radically in recent years. You are absolutely not being alarmist, Vincent. It's even worse than what you're stating.
Okay, and that's exactly where I was going, class. How many of you would sign up to volunteer to bear an autistic child rather than one without autism? That's exactly the point. I don't believe anybody would sign up for it just for fun. Frank from New Hampshire, you've been waiting so patiently. Thank you so much. You're on with Dane Wigington, me, Vinfinelli, at USAPrepares.com.
Well, thank you very much for having Dane on, and I really appreciate you sticking on this because I agree with Dane. I agree with you. It is of the utmost importance. Hey, listen, last night I was awoken at 2 a.m. by my dog essentially salivating out of control. He could not stop. This has happened a few other times, typically on very heavy spray days. So I took him outside, thought he just needed to go to the bathroom. I brought my trusty spotlight with me because now it's just become habit that when I know I'm being attacked from above, I'll bring my spotlight out. And at 2 a.m., I shined it skyward, and it was snowing here in central New Hampshire, 50 degrees out. One problem with the snow was, though, it was moistureless. It had absolutely no water. It wasn't when it hit a metal surface like a car, it didn't leave any trace whatsoever, but this extremely fine talcum powder type dust that I discovered was covering all my vehicles this morning. Second point. These planes, I have been observing them for years here. The ones that are flying here, the ones that are spraying me, are not commercial. These are definitely planes. It's a fleet of about 15 planes. They're tasked specifically with going up and down the East Coast. They go to Canada, too. They fly right across the border, and then they come back. They typically go north at the end of the day when they're done, so I suspect their base is somewhere either in northern New Hampshire or in Canada somewhere, and then they come back the next day. So it's a north-south traffic pattern.
If I can elaborate on...
I come out last night at 2 a.m., I bring out my video camera once I find, that it's essentially snowing on me. I start to try and film this. It's very difficult to capture it on film, but I did my best. But the best way I can describe it is like somebody was about 100 feet over me with a big bucket of talcum powder. Just, it was almost like chemical fog. It was that thick. I almost couldn't believe it. So
if I can elaborate on that, your points are absolutely valid. And what we're seeing on the radar, I mean, they're ice nucleating just about all moisture in the attempt to try to cool it off. This is one of the reasons why we see a lot of the larger hail. I just posted an article on this yesterday. Even though there's a canopy, a toxic canopy above a lot of the convective storms from the constant spraying, so they don't rise as high as they normally would, we're still getting huge hail, unprecedentedly large hail, and with unprecedented frequency. These ice nucleating materials cause that ice to form sooner and in much greater quantity than would otherwise happen. So we're getting huge hail. The kind of raining down that you're describing fits what we see on the radar, where they're nucleating clouds to try to cool the air mass off underneath. There's no moisture.
Well, that's right. We're going into a commercial.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you? God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, during the break, Dane and I had a discussion with Frank, who just called in from New Hampshire, and he's going to be sending us information, pictures, and video clips of what is happening, what he has seen, what he has witnessed firsthand. And we'll post them on the website. Now, if you have images, pictures, and posts that you want to share with us here at USAPrepares.com and you want us to put them on the website, send them to Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, at USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. And there's a tab, contact tab on the website, and you can use that also. But just send it to Vincent at USAPrepares.com. I'd like to share with you that we have very few senior instructors at USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Chiuli, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and Dane Wigington. So I just want to let you know that that's how seriously I take that. That Dane's information, I believe, is absolutely right on the money. Dane, you wanted to comment about what we talked about during the break, and then Tim will be on.
Just a few seconds back of what Frank said. Again, we're seeing any major areas of moisture and convection. They appear to be chemically nucleating the clouds. This cools down the air mass below the clouds. We would expect to see, in certain circumstances, what Frank just described, this sort of dry snow coming down because a chemically nucleated material sublimates, which means it goes from a solid to a gas, just like dry ice does, another chemically nucleated element. So we would expect to see exactly what Frank described, and you know, what he cites is certainly occurring in other places around the globe as well, as they desperately try to cool things off and confuse people as to the true state of what's unraveling in our climate.
Okay. Tim from West Virginia, you're on with Dane and me. Tim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. How you been, Vin?
I've been really good. You know, I haven't heard you since I was removed from that local station in Springfield, Missouri. So what's happening with chemtrails in your area?
Well, I hope you'll give me the floor for a few minutes. I've been patient, and I'd like to rant for a few minutes.
Okay, we've only got a few minutes, so
make it count. Okay, here it goes. I'm going to talk fast, and a West Virginian never does that. But here's something I do. I think that many people try to debunk chemtrails by saying that they're just condensation trails. It's very easy to debunk these bunkers, Ben and Dane. Here's how I do it. I ask them if they occasionally see pristine blue skies like I'm seeing here in West Virginia today, which is only about 3 days a month, by the way, if I'm lucky. The type I saw as a young kid, but not as deep blue as Caribbean seas are, because there's always a haze no matter what. But these people always answer yes to me, Ben. And at that point, I ask them, I say, let's explore this logically and analytically. So your answer to the white lines we see all over the skies more often than not are condensation trails from commercial traffic. They always respond to me in the affirmative. And at that point, I say, then you're saying that on the clear blue days when the sky is pristine, there is no commercial air traffic over your head. You know, the only time there was never any air traffic in America was a few days post 9/11. Ben, Dane, they never respond to me. They just look at me like a deer in the headlights.
You know, that's certainly an approach that can be taken. And another approach that can be taken is this fact. We have video film footage of these aircraft, tankers spraying at altitude up close with the nozzles visible and the spray being turned on and off. So we have film footage of the crime happening. End of argument.
Absolutely. I see that. And let me squeeze this in. Dane, you mentioned early in the show that there's pushback from the mainstream media, but I would like to point out that it's not just the mainstream media. There's a disinformation agent on a competing network. His name is Michael Rivero, and if you talk about chemtrails to him, he will hang up on anyone that broaches the subject.
I know who he is. He'll be exposed soon enough. I know exactly who he is. And if people can use our site, geoengineeringwatch.org, for a tool, that's why it's there.
Dane, thank you so much for being with us. Tim, thanks so much for being with us, class. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Please visit it often and share it with friends. Above all, honesty and integrity.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.